Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Okay, shake out the cobwebs. Get a strong cup of coffee, because I know you're all floating on Thanksgiving dinner.
Actually, my mom's dog was eating. Apparently, everybody gave the dog just a little bit of a snack, but nobody knew anybody else did it.
Yeah, that happened.
Yesterday, the dog gained 3 pounds.
No kidding.
It's a 15-pound dog.
Your mother weighs your dog?
Well, it had to go to the vet.
Oh.
Because it looked like it was going to blow up.
Oh, that's not good.
It was like the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, my God.
My mom's like, there's something wrong with the dog. They took it to the vet. They're like, your dog gained 3 pounds since last week.
That's hilarious.
It was just in the vet. So,
good morning.
What kind of a dog is it?
If you overfeed your dog, apparently,
what kind of a dog is it?
It's a miniature schnauzer.
Okay. Yeah,
because okay. I know Labradors can eat their own weight.
Yeah,
well,
they can.
She's just,
easy.
You know, apparently, if she saw anything, it was like.
Okay, so if you're just waking up, hopefully woke you up.
Hopefully, you didn't eat too much enough to go to the vet.
You're joining We the People Radio. It's the Sunday after Thanksgiving. We hope you had a great one with family and friends. And I can only speak for myself, but I'm pretty sure I ate my own weight. I know I don't look like I did, but I was hoping that that was the case. You are joining your hosts, Elizabeth Woodward, Aaron Ryan, and Bob Martin. We're shaking out the cobwebs. The big race to see who could get here last. I lost. I got here first.
That
totally sucks.
Loser. You know, I was thinking, you know, 1 week we should just park out back. Just leave Bob sitting in here and then, you know.
But and have him have a small heart attack.
Yeah, but the back door's shut. Oh, speaking of which, my nephew, put on a Mitt Romney mask and then walked around the table and, like, leaned over right in front of my mom.
Yeah.
You know, because my mom jumps at anything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we kind of thought maybe we did her in.
Not nice.
She had that, like,
that's,
you know,
hilarious.
And everybody was like, oh, God, yet again, we've gone too far.
Those Ryan kids.
We have no limits.
So if you would like to join this frivolity and this crazy conversation, jump on the phone, 530-605-4567, or we're chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. And if you go to that webpage, you will find out everything about today's guests and an individual MP3 file link to every show that we've ever had over the last 2 years. You can email any one of those shows out far and wide. There is no excuse for keeping that information to yourself.
No, and you should go to the webpage because it looks different.
Oh, I haven't.
Robert changed it.
Nice.
It's really awesome. The archives are super easy to find. I mean, they're easy for us to... Yes.
Keeps up with us every single week.
And the website, TuneIn.com or the TuneIn app on your iPhone or your Android phone. Yes, KCNR is on there, but also all of the We the People shows are archived under do conservative talk and just follow the arrows, you'll find it.
But if you just do We the People, there's something that comes up before us, but it doesn't look like our show. And then there's the, you know, the logo with the, you know, Benjamin Franklin's eyes and stuff, and it says We the People. Like, holy cow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So, for anybody who was having trouble getting, you know, getting the podcast over their computer, ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
You now have it on your phone.
So, Aaron tells me that we're gonna dispense with too much chit-chat this morning. And
We do have some fun things. We're going to do them at the end.
Just thought perhaps you should give your website address for people who may not be familiar with it or who are just listening for the first time.
WeThePeopleRadio.us. Because .com was taken, although no one's using it. What a waste, huh?
Yeah. .us. which is actually
kind of...
They want
to sell it to you for $10,000?
That's kind of appropriate because our guests come from all over the country.
Exactly.
I mean, we rarely talk to anybody local.
Right. But sometimes we talk to people from out of the country. You know, Elizabeth Nixon. Oh, by the way, if you call Canada on your cell phone and you talk for like an hour, it's $35.
Oh, you found that out?
I was like, why do I have a top right button?
What happened to my phone bill?
Why do I have a charge on my cell phone for long distance? You guys obviously screwed up. They're like, do you know this number? I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't realize it was long distance. I didn't even have to dial a one. What the heck?
I mean, we're on the same side of the...
I didn't
think
about it.
We're
She's
next
in Canada.
Neighbors.
She's in another country.
We're
in curriculum. mm-hmm. and something to watch out for, and here's the logo and all this stuff. And she said, you know, you guys should do a program about that. I said, we're doing it today.
Yeah, because to the Constitution, and it's no secret, I think, that the world is changing through our educational system and not necessarily for the better.
Exactly, and I would read you what I had on the webpage for today's
this
program, but I can't get
this
here.
This website is awesome.
What the heck?
Seriously, go to wethepeopleradio.us, check
it out.
I know,
I told you, it was awesome.
Beautiful job, Robert. I hope you're listening. Are you up, if you're up yet? And I know that he puts on a pot of coffee pretty early in the morning because I've been there.
Oh, you know what? I was trying to use my mouse with my right hand, and I changed my mouse to be left-handed because I felt the need to torment myself.
So, hey,
on days like today.
Very quickly,
what a knucklehead.
For all those people,
here
that,
we go.
For all those people that think Obamacare is free and requires no payment or funding, why don't you very quickly share the story about your brother, if we've got time?
Oh, yeah. He went to refinance his house, although he didn't really want to refinance his house. The guy did the math and said, you know, you'll save yourself about $300 a month, blah, blah, blah. Kevin's like, fine, I'll do it, but I'm
not.
Now,
was your brother underwater?
No.
No, just
no. He's got a huge amount of equity. So he figured, okay, fine, you know, we're not going anywhere. We might as well. So he goes to refinance it. Louise, verified employment back, I mean, years and years and years. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, he's done tons of financial things. He goes, this was like nothing I've ever done. Right up to the day of signing, they were verifying employment.
So at the end of the day, they got a ton of information about him.
And they already had it, but, this was just really labor-intensive. Mm-hmm. So he goes through this whole thing, goes to sign it, and they said, oh, yeah, by the way, we need $2,600. And he was like, what? They said, oh, yeah, you know, there's this new tax, you know, and fee or whatever connected to this whole process that goes to Obamacare. And it was $2,600 on his loan.
And this is new.
Apparently.
And it's something that
slid
in.
Yeah, since October 1st, I think they said. And so he goes, well, I'm not giving you $2,600 for Obamacare. I'm not doing it.
No.
And he goes, deal's off. I'll just keep my mortgage the way it is. It's fine.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, you know, we could roll it in. It's like $10 a month. You know, goes through this whole other thing.
Misses the whole point.
Right. But bottom line is, you know, $2,600 for Obamacare. Out of your refining your house.
And that's just one of the hidden taxes. See, everybody thinks there's no tax. That's one of the hidden ones. And
There's zillions.
So
I mean, there's all this stuff
wait.
That's going to try to backfill this thing.
Well, and I'm really interested in anybody out there getting a paycheck from an employer. I'd like to know how much less your paycheck is in January than it was in December.
There's that, too.
Because they're going to be taking out all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Lots of surprises for those employees out there.
Yeah, no fooling. Well, hey, I got the page to come up, and while we are connecting Orlean here, Orlean Curla has been serving as the Eagle Forum State President since 2002. In 2006, when she and her husband, Dr. Kurt Curla, that's a toughie, discovered their rural property rights were under attack by the General Plan 2020, part of Agenda 21, she started a group called Sonoma County Land Rights Coalition. The group began their battle to become better educated and to try to stop the abuse of power in their county. And she has been on the program before and spoken about a number of things. A lot of it was Agenda 21 related. This is also, but it's called Common Core, and you probably haven't heard of this yet, but you will, because now I noticed, like I said last night, it's coming through the email.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
So
we have Orlean on there?
We do.
If you look at our webpage, wethepeopleradio.us, you will see the Common Core logo and the website and all those things. And Orlean, in the middle of, family medical things and redoing her kitchen and I don't know, is this list a mile long? Somehow she wrote a book about this. I have no idea how that works. Orlean, are you in there?
Jim, hold on, please.
Good morning, Orlean. Are you there?
No, she's trapped. She's trapped.
No, I'm sorry. I have another caller I was dealing with. Orlean's here.
You wasted all 10 fingers on some other caller? We just needed one.
Oh, this is...
Good morning, Orlean.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Were you out there going, I'm here. Common Core has not really been part of everyone's lexicon before, but it's going to start showing up. Is that correct?
Yes, we're finally beginning to hear a little bit about it. It's been under the radar for 2 years. It was actually adopted by 46 governors back in 2010, but no major media has said anything about it. The Congress didn't know anything about it. Our state legislators didn't know anything about it because Obama just went straight to the governors, and he told them, I have this wonderful stimulus package money, $4.5 billion set aside, and I know you're all strapped for money, so if you will apply for the grants for Common Core, you just have to sign on that you're willing to implement all of this, and then possibly you'll be able to win the money. Well, because it was on a competition basis, the governors probably thought it was kind of a badge of honor if they applied and won. Well, only 11 states actually won, and the governors who did sign on are now held to this and have to start implementing it, even though they didn't win the money. And then they find out that it's an enormous amount of money that they have to now fund themselves. California will have to pay $1.6 billion to implement Common Core, mainly because it's all online. All of the kids will be learning through computers and this modern technology, and all of the books are e-books rather than textbooks. So, of course, it demands an enormous amount of training for the teachers as well, and that's what all of the costs are about. But they've kept it hidden for 2 years. Contra Costa Times is just starting to have some articles about it. Their first article came out in August and then one in November, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about it, but it's been amazing, the stealth campaign they've had to hide this from the public.
So basically it's described as being nationalized top-down education, and the bad thing about that is that there can be one indoctrination, one agenda nationwide that gets passed throughout. I mean, you're basically affecting the 10th Amendment of the states, right?
Exactly, and that's one of the objections that I write about in my book. It's amazing how governors would allow this to happen. But they've disguised it. They call it the Common Core State Standards Initiative, pretending that it's really originating from the states. And that is not true at all. It was actually a national cartel, and what I believe an international cartel, that wrote these standards, because I have a whole chapter on how it's connected with Agenda 21 and the United Nations. And if you Google Common Core Sustainable Development, Africa pops up with the exact same words, Common Core.
And, so and we know how well they're doing.
That's right. So I really believe it was an international cartel that wrote these standards. But because they've attached the name states to it, they're trying to pass it off as a states initiative. And there were supposedly some state school board members from the various states that had signed on to it that were giving their input. But as one attorney said who has been really studying this, he said it was just suggestion box input. They really didn't have anything to do with actually writing the standards. And so this is really, it's a violation of our 10th Amendment rights, but it's also a violation of three federal laws, and I list those in my book, that said that we're not supposed to have any national, federal, top-down curriculum or standards. And this was reiterated three different times. Obviously, they felt strongly about it. But the Obama administration is pretending they didn't really have anything to do with it. It was a state standards initiative, and therefore they're not in violation of these laws, but they are.
And, you know, it's like anything that becomes regional in any way, the further away it gets from you, the parent, the child, the taxpayer, the citizen, the less control you have over very immediate decisions that are made that impact your life. So if you've got national standards for education and a parent doesn't like some of the curriculum that is being taught to their child, I mean, they're pretty much up a creek. If it's national, how do you challenge it locally?
Exactly. I have a chapter at the end of my book that kind of addresses that issue. In California, we've been able to fight several different wacky programs that were coming through. I write about the whole language issue, the math, the new math, the math land, and the class test. But these were state initiatives that you could fight on a state level. But when you have something coming down from the federal government, how do you fight it? You can go to your local school boards and complain, but still this is coming down from the national and the states have signed on to it. However, I do write how it's the districts that are having to pay for the cost of this. So that's maybe how you can fight it on the local level. Go to your district school boards and say, you don't have the money for this. Let's back out of it. And there are a few states now that are beginning to question the enormous amount of money that they're going to be having to come up with. And they're trying to get more state legislation trying to fight this.
Good grief. It's always backwards, you know. We always, let's run in and adopt this craziness, and then let's figure out what it is after we've done it. Okay, why don't we take a really quick break? We will come right back with you. We're going to be talking to Arlene Curla about the Common Core curriculum. The time to call your friends and family and have them listen would be now. If you want to call in, do it early. 530-605-4567. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep, just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's. You're always welcome for home-style comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm, that pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know?
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
You say you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string.
Welcome back. I like the way he says puppet.
Yep. You're joining We the People Radio. We're talking about Common Core education, another attempt by our federal government to nationalize something. I'm telling you, the further away it gets from your front doorstep, the less control you have over your life. Whoever thought that was a good thing?
I don't know. You know, they think it's like one size fits all. Yeah. Everyone knows one size. Nobody buys one size fits all stuff.
And again, let's create the program. Let's mandate it on the states, and then let them figure out how to pay for it. And we know how well that works in the state of California. Hey, Charlotte, so you said that 46 governors...
It's Arlene. We were just reading about Charlotte.
That's all right. I like Charlotte.
Sorry about that. Hey, so Arlene, you mentioned that 46 governors have signed on to the Common Core curriculum. Which four states didn't?
Texas, Alaska, Virginia, Nebraska, and... Minnesota signed on for only half of it. They signed on for the English language arts part, but not for the math. So they're kind of like half in there and half out.
And Orlean, once a governor signs on, how easy is it to get out of it? Once they untangle the web and realize what a monster they've taken on.
So far, in the last chapter of my book, I do mention that there were several states that are now coming up with legislation trying to at least examine the cost of this, but no one has actually said, let's get out of it. And it's really, once we've signed on to something federal, like you said, it's almost impossible, just like Obamacare. Even though some governors have, or states have legislation or even lawsuits against it, who knows if they can ever really get out of it. And the saddest thing is, they're starting to entangle themselves so much in this now. If you read the articles from the Contra Costa Times, all of the teachers' training just started this summer and this fall. And if they can't afford the computers for all of the students, which they want, that's the ultimate goal. Every student will have its own PC, laptop, whatever little instrument they have so they can access all of the online curriculum. They're getting donations from some of the big computer companies for the various districts, or the districts are passing bonds to try to come up with that money. And so it's really amazing how they're getting entangled into all of this, and yet no state legislators have even been able to take a look at this curriculum. Congress did not take a look at the curriculum because it hadn't been written yet, and they were essentially bypassed because Obama already had the stimulus money. Otherwise, he would have had to go to Congress and say, I want to initiate a new education program. I need the funding for it. He already had the funding. That's what's so bad about this stimulus bill. Mm-hmm. It gives him carte blanche, some money to do whatever he wants to do. So some people are actually comparing the Obama Ed, which is Common Core, with Obamacare, because they're both such top-down federal initiated federal-funded programs, and once they're into the states, how do you get out of them?
And isn't this Common Core curriculum supposed to be fully implemented in 2014, along with many parts of Obamacare, coincidentally enough?
Yeah, what's the big focus on 2014? I feel like
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, don't you feel like you just there's something right there, and you just don't see the whole thing?
Yeah.
And when you keep digging, the most horrible things keep coming up. Mm-hmm. It gets scarier and scarier.
Well, and the thing that so many people don't understand is that the more the government requires of you, people don't realize that everything has to be paid for.
So as these states begin to try to implement this Common Core curriculum, they have to pay for it somehow, and it's always going to end up on the back of the taxpayers.
That's right. And you wonder if passing Proposition 30 didn't have something to do with this, because, you know, supposedly mm-hmm. that's supposed to go towards education. Who knows if it really will. But
sure, yeah, there's no...
Well, it is kind of funny, though, because... you know, they don't ever think it all the way through. The good part is these guys have no logic. You know, the logic is always missing. So, like, their cap and trade auction that was supposed to raise $1 billion. I just was reading an article last night because I was, as we were sitting here, I'm thinking, hey, you know, maybe the cap and trade thing. But they kind of screwed that up. They only made, they made some pathetic amount. Sorry, I was looking at this. Oh, they made $140 million. Rut-row.
Wow.
So much for the billion.
How much were they were shooting for a billion?
Shooting for a billion. They fell short. Now the budget's still...
Like about 85% short.
And they passed the California budget based on that.
Pretty much. So, you know, they've passed high-speed rail. You know,
they can't fund.
Yeah, they bloated the budget.
Well, they also passed the California budget based on the price of Facebook stock.
So. There's all this stuff. Now they've got this curriculum.
Who are these people? Who the heck are these people running our states and our countries?
We can go to our urban areas and look at the legislative body that sits there.
They're nuts.
But, you know, so they've got all these things. Common Core is just one of them.
Yeah.
And they've got all these schemes to raise money, Prop 30 notwithstanding. But it can't cover everything.
Coming to a state near you.
The good news is they can't fund it all.
Yeah.
So
your question about who are these people, I've discovered in doing my research someone who is very hidden behind the scenes, who has been very instrumental in writing Common Core curriculum. Her name is Linda Darling Hammond. Have you ever heard of her?
No, but that's another name to look up.
Yes, she actually is a noted education author. She teaches at the Department of Education at Stanford, but she is so ultimately liberal. Obama was thinking of having her as his education secretary, but even the Democrats refused to go along with it because she's so far left. And her progressive form of education, they actually tried teaching at the Stanford. It was kind of a charter school to try to help the underprivileged students. Well, because of her strange progressive form of education, the school finally folded because the kids were, their ability to read was down in the 6th percentile. And do, you know, basic math. And yet she is one of those who's been writing the curriculum for the Common Core, as are so many other strange leftist people. So you can imagine what kind of progressive education this will be. And they're saying that the assessment test that is coming in 2014 will be judging on their critical thinking skills. It will be testing their critical thinking skills, higher education, higher order thinking. That's exactly what the class test told us. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I write about that in the next to the last chapter of my book.
Hey, now, Orlene, when you talk about the assessment tests and being tested for critical thinking, does this sort of segue into the government deciding which child will go to college?
Yes,
and
I think that's all part of it. They're saying that this is going to gear all children, so they're going to be more college-ready and career-ready. But we've been told all of that before, and this failed education does not do that. However, what is scary about Common Core, there is a new head of the College Board who has made the statement that they are going to align the SAT and the ACT and the GED tests, so they are all aligned with the Common Core standards. So that's really going to be dumbing down all of those tests, because the Common Core curriculum is really dumbing down those who are really the experts in the field who are asked to be on the review board for the Common Core standards. They refused to sign on for it because they said this was lowering the standards so badly.
Wow.
So our SAT, SAT, GED that the homeschool kids have been able to take and pass so well on and go on and enter Ivy League schools with scholarships, they will not be able to pass these tests if they have not had the same strange Common Core education.
Mm.
So that's how it's going to be ultimately affecting everyone, even our homeschool kids.
Ugh. You know, and that's what they had to do. They had to break into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't
they
like that.
They had to somehow sweep that up because that's becoming very, very popular as a workaround. We'd better take a quick break, or we'll have all of them at the top of the hour, which is a thought. All right, we're coming right back with Arlene Curler. We're talking about Common Core in the education system. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Well, I'm cooking up some ideas to straighten you out here on Sundays at KCNR 1460 AM from 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
Wait a minute. I can get that at home.
Well, you can, but it's more fun when everybody else is listening.
Why not listen and join in on the fun?
We entertain, inform, and just have a good old time.
Gosh, Rooney, am I in trouble?
You bet you are.
Be sure to listen Sundays from 10 to noon to Don and Judy here on 1460 AM KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
We're back. Hey, I highly encourage you to listen to the lyrics of the music that Bob Martin picks. It means something. So we are joining Orlean Curla of Californians United Against Common Core. We're talking about the attempt by the federal government to nationalize our education system. Not a big shocker. They are nationalizing healthcare and they're just moving down the list.
The big shocker is that they basically already did it and we didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, under the radar. And we're chatting and streaming live at wethepeopleradio.us. Give us a call if you want to put some input into the topic. 530-605-4567.
Oh, hey, I'm just looking at our chat room, Orlean, and it said local Redding Charter School already adopted Common Core curriculum in math and language arts and has just rolled it out this year.
That's happening everywhere. It's just amazing.
Well, and charter schools are not as independent, I think, as some people believe because they are still federally funded.
That's correct. And according to what I have discovered, when a public school fails for 3 consecutive years in getting their scores up higher in their testing, then they are taken over as a charter school under private ownership. And what is also interesting to find out, they no longer really come under the auspices of the local school board, but they still have taxes funding them. So it's taxation without representation.
Well,
it's also education without representation. Where do parents go when they're really upset with what's happening at this charter school?
Because, you know, with a public school, you can always go to the school board meetings.
Sure.
You can elect and not elect individuals for a school board position. But in a charter school, you've actually lost a little power there.
That's correct. And most people don't understand that. They think that the charter school is a notch above the public schools. Maybe in some cases it might be, but when you've lost your representation, if parents don't like what's happening and they have no voice, and how do they make any changes?
Well, that's what, when we had Charlotte Iserbeat on, I don't know, a year ago, she was saying that charter schools were a model that came from the Soviets. And that conservatives embracing this was a huge mistake, and that people were being misled. We had a lot of pushback from that. People said, it's really good.
And it's interesting how little education people have on a lot of issues. That's the problem. Most people just don't dig deep enough. They don't question anything.
Well, I
first learned about this also from Charlotte Iserbeet. We had her come and speak for us twice here in Sonoma County, and it's amazing the information she has.
Well, nobody would think, see, this is the problem. This is where we get nailed every time, because we're not evil, mm-hmm. and we're not looking to take over the world. So we just don't even see it coming.
Well, you know, we're playing by two different sets of rules, and we've got two entirely different world perspectives. So how do you play in the same game?
That's really true. And when you try to talk to other people about this, they think it's quite wonderful, because one of the selling points that they've used for Common Core is that if someone moves from the state of California to Arkansas or what other state has signed on to this, then your children will be all on the same page. They won't miss a beat, the same curriculum, the same standards. And before, it was, you know, maybe a different set of standards or curriculum. But what I write in my book is competition is really good. And if you, even when you have two different districts that have maybe different standards or curriculum going on, if you don't like what's going on in one school, you can move your children to another school or to a different district. Well, this is going to make it so that there is no changing and you'll all be on the same page. But if it's the same dumbed down standards and curriculum, that's not an improvement anywhere for the entire nation. And the other interesting thing that I found out, I have a daughter-in-law and my son and my four grandchildren in Texas, and I thought, oh, yay, they're saved from all of this, because Governor Rick Perry refused to sign on to Common Core curriculum. Well, guess what? Texas has something that's just as bad or maybe even worse. It's called C-Scope. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That was adopted back in 2006-2007 school year, and it's kind of a Common Core standards for all of the school districts in Texas. So exactly the same excuse they're using. If a student moves from one school to another, he doesn't miss a day. He's right on the same curriculum, and the teachers have the curriculum all spelled out for them. It's online learning exactly as Common Core will be, and it sounds really nice. Yay, we don't even have to worry about planning our curriculum for the day. It's all there for us. We just go to the computer and log on. Well, there's a lot of complaints coming out about that as well, that the teachers, well, first of all, the teachers have a gag order that they're not allowed to talk about the curriculum to the parents or to anyone else outside of the school.
What?
And if the teachers are trying to access the curriculum, they can't do it. Before, when they used textbooks, the students would bring home their textbooks and the parents could look at them and decide if they liked this or not. Parents are saying, I would like to look at the C-Scope curriculum so I know how to help my child. Parents cannot do it. There's a secret password for the students to get on and for the teachers, and it's only taught at the schools, no homework for the parents to help them with because it's online. And that's kind of scary. And then you find out, I've just been researching this because my daughter-in-law just recently told me about it. You find out that it was the same Linda Darling Hammond who wrote the C-Scope progressive standard.
Gosh.
And it's just amazing. And how, on the other thing, because it's online and there's no textbook, the Texas School Board, the Texas State School Board, did not look at it. Usually they have to approve, and there are hearings, and parents can go in and speak out at the hearings. They have to approve every textbook that is going on in the schools, and they've been very good about that. This online learning has escaped all of that. So it's escaped the scrutiny of the state school board. Parents can't see it. And you wonder, why did Rick Perry allow this to happen? Maybe he didn't know about it either. I don't know. But
he's an evil globalist.
It's in almost 80% of all of the school districts in Texas.
Wow. Yes, see, and we have somebody in our chat room writing in that Reading School of the Arts is the one that has already adopted this. Oh, but wait, there's more. They've also adopted a Mandarin Chinese immersion program.
Wow.
Yeah, that's super awesome.
So they're immersing them in Mandarin Chinese?
Uh-huh, because that'll be super useful. I use it all the time. There's no day goes by. I'm like, darn it, I should have taken Chinese instead of Spanish. Okay, then we had a question prior to my snarky remark. Somebody wanted to know how this will affect the Christian schools, so the non-taxpayer-funded schools.
Well, I do know that some of the Christian schools have already adopted Common Core.
Oh, whoopsie.
Now, and is that because they want those kids to be able to compete at the same level for college entrance?
Probably.
Is that
and
why?
Probably they just hadn't done enough scrutiny to really know. They were falling for it. If you go to the website, it all sounds so wonderful. But what you need to do is go to commoncore.org and then put critics. And a whole bunch of other websites will pop up. And you can see just how bad this is.
So what's the end game?
Well, the end game, I believe, is, as I have connected this to the United Nations and to Agenda 21, is to have the whole entire world progressing towards world citizenship, world government. And the man that is pushing this internationally, his name is Sir Michael Barber. Have you ever heard of him?
Another
person that has escaped the scrutiny of people. But he was knighted by Queen Elizabeth for his changing, his revolution of education in England. So obviously she thinks this is really wonderful. But he is working for an international publishing company called Pearson that essentially has a monopoly now over all publishing companies. They have bought out 100 education publishing companies. They just let them keep their own name. So the Macmillan Publishing Company.
So nobody would know.
Right. They get to keep their own name. But Pearson now has offices in 70 different countries. And when one of these normal schools, public schools, is no longer functioning adequately for 3 consecutive years, they couldn't get their test scores high enough, then they become a charter school. It's usually Pearson that buys them out, especially in other countries. And then what is so interesting, Pearson and Bill Gates have formed a partnership. So the Gates Foundation and the Pearson Foundation are working together. They're the ones that are doing all of the teacher training for all of our teachers all over.
That's fantastic.
And
the guy who wants
to
deep
they're very proud of the fact that they have this amazing monopoly over education. Bill Gates also gave $100 million towards Common Core in its initial stages to get it ready to go. So they both have this same mindset of world citizenship. And Sir Michael Barber, as he goes around teaching, he's written a book called Deliverology that teaches everyone how to deliver this Common Core education. As he goes around speaking, he speaks of our children as citizens of the world. He doesn't believe in national sovereignty. In fact, he thinks that we should all have open borders and that we are all supposed to be promoting our children to think of themselves as world citizens. So that's kind of scary in itself, isn't it?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to end up with a Stepford society. They seem to be hell-bent against individual achievement and individual drive, you know, having dreams, working hard, achieving those dreams. You know, I just see a picture of communities all across the nation and the world that look exactly alike, and everyone does the same thing at the same time, ruled by the same people.
Really the truth. And when you look at Sir Michael Barber's, he has all these formulas spelled out for how this is going to achieve total reformation or total changing of education across the globe. His formulas sound like they're treating our children as if they are little robots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he believes. And he does believe that all children should be acting the same, that it's like they're turning out from factories,
mm-hmm.
children that can be geared for what profession, kind of the same old school-to-work ideas that were popular under Bill Clinton. So they'll determine what profession these children should have and turn them out as little factory robots ready for their professions. And it is really scary when you read his teachings and his philosophy.
And, you know, for anybody listening, we'll put this information on the website. You know, it's just interesting to me, if you're a parent, and we're going to go to a break really quick here, but if you're a parent and you're about to have a child, and then you have your child and that little boy or girl is very young, and you have dreams for them, and you talk about what they're going to be when they grow up, and you watch their development, and you think, well, you know, look at those long, beautiful fingers. Maybe, you know, my son is going to be a pianist, and look at how athletic my daughter is. You know, maybe she'll, get a sports scholarship somewhere. I mean, you dream. It's human nature to have dreams for yourself and dreams for your offspring. So who wants to live in a world where you produce a child to become a worker for the state, whose life from beginning to end is already planned out by the government?
Do you realize there are people out there going, God, that sounds so awesome?
I know. Why would you even do it?
I don't know. Lack of vision, because someone told you to. How's that?
There you go.
Let's talk about people who need full supervision. Let's thank our advertisers that are still in business. How's that? Let's do that just for a fun little break.
There you go.
And when we come back, Orlean, I've got a note in here. Someone wrote that Common Core Science is next to be adopted at the school here locally. We'd like to hear your thoughts.
Oh, and it's called the Reading School of Crap.
No, it's the arts.
Oh, sorry. That was in the chat room. Because Bob said I could say that word. You know I can say that word.
And now you can't stop yourself. She's having a problem. We're going to go do a little therapy. We've got 2 minutes of therapy with Elizabeth to do here. We'll be right back with you at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog is about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Huh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
I love the dark sarcasm in the classroom. That's why I had to quit teaching.
I love Pink Floyd.
They didn't like it, so I had to go.
I love Pink Floyd. Hey, so we were talking off break about the whole give the teacher an apple thing. How far back does that go?
And then don't you think it's interesting? It's common core. It's like, rotten to the core, more likely. This hour we've spoken a lot about a local public or a local charter school just because we had somebody on the chat room telling us about it. But there are probably tons of schools that are doing this and nobody knows. So we didn't mean to unfairly target anyone.
Not at all.
We'd like to target them all. So if you know about another school that's teaching this, please step up and say something.
Sure.
Okay, Orlean, how would people know? Could they ask? Do they ask?
Yes. In fact, when the election was taking place, I called up all of the candidates here in Sonoma County and asked them what they knew about Common Core and how they felt about it. I thought that was a really good question to ask. One of them had never heard about it, and he had actually served on the county school board. And so I explained it to him, and he said, oh, no, I would not approve of federal top-down education. But then he said, well, maybe half of me would. Or, obviously, I didn't vote for him.
Obviously.
But other people did know about it. And one lady told me she did not like it, but there was nothing we could do to stop it. It was like a freight train running down the track. So, that doesn't give you a lot of hope. But I was told the same thing when we were fighting that class test back in 2005 and 2006. And we got it out of the state of California. Governor Pete Wilson finally ruled that this was an unfair and highly, a brainwashing test in itself, and it was prying into the private lives of our students. And really, I think that's what Common Core, the assessment test, is going to be all about. They've actually said that it's going to be subjective instead of objective. And as I told you, it's going to be testing their higher order thinking skills. It's going to be mainly done by essays. They won't have to have a lot of facts or figures in their head, just like the class test. They didn't really have to, it wasn't testing facts. It was testing their attitudes.
Yeah.
And those students that didn't have the politically correct attitude in their essays didn't do very well.
Whoopsie, well, we were blowing off Bob, and he was waving at us frantically. I'm sorry, Bob.
We're at the top of the
hour. We have 5 minutes, 5 minute break here. We're going to hold Orlean over forcibly. She had other things to do, like church, but she's going to educate us instead. Thank you, Orlean.
You're so welcome.
We'll be right back with you. Here at We the People Radio. Go online, wethepeopleradio.us. Read up. You've got 5 minutes.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox
News Radio. I'm Pam Huso. The looming fiscal cliff among the issues facing Congress as lawmakers prepare to get back to work this week.
Even though the Thanksgiving table's been cleared, revenue increases and entitlement spending cuts may be sitting on the table in Congress unless a deal is reached before the end of the year. Members of both parties appear ready to compromise, with Democrats looking at spending cuts and Republicans considering revenue hikes by changing the tax code. Senator Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois.
Bring entitlement reform into the conversation.
Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina.
Republicans should put revenue on the table.
Both men on ABC's This Week.
Fox News Radio's Jill Nato. It's being called the climate fiscal cliff. An annual meeting among nearly 200 countries kicks off tomorrow in Qatar. One of the main challenges will be raising climate aid for poor countries. The icy Republican reception to the possible nomination of Susan Rice to be Secretary of State may be melting. GOP Senator John McCain tells Fox News Sunday he'd like to meet with the ambassador to the UN.
I think she deserves the ability and the opportunity to explain herself and her position, just as she said.
Rice has been heavily criticized for her explanation about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Senate Democrat Dick Durbin has told ABC that if this were an NFL football game, the critics of Ambassador Rice would be penalized for piling on. Some new information surrounding the murder case against Casey Anthony, the Florida mother charged and later acquitted of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. The Florida Sheriff's Office that investigated the case has revealed that it missed a computer search for suffocation made from the child's home on the day she was last seen alive. The office says an investigator overlooked a Google search for foolproof suffocation methods. The oversight first reported by a TV station in Orlando. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Fox News on your time.
The Fox News iPad app is ready to go with all the great features from FoxNews.com and our iPhone app optimized specifically for your iPad. Watch the latest clips from your favorite Fox News shows. Personalize the app by creating your own newscast using the video playlist. Listen to Fox News Radio live. Get local weather forecasts. And it's all free. Go to FoxNews2Go.mobi. That's Fox News, the number 2, go.mobi.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Authorities say a Tennessee man made a business of helping current and aspiring teachers in 3 states cheat on certification tests. Authorities say prospective teachers in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi paid Clarence Mumford between $1,500 and $3,000 to have imposters take the test for them. From a pickup truck to a hospital bed to jail. That's where an Oregon driver has found himself after his truck plowed through a guardrail and was left dangling from a bridge in Beaverton. Rebecca Jones witnessed the accident.
His face was head down into the airbag, and when I noticed it, I was like, oh my God, did he die? You know, is he passed out? And it wasn't until later when I started driving away that, you know, I noticed that he was starting to move and, you know, he was waking up.
The 38-year-old driver was plucked from the hanging truck by firefighters. Matthew Hamilton was then charged with DUI. If you didn't win last night's Powerball drawing, don't worry, no one did. And that means the jackpot is getting even bigger.
A woman with dreams in the making, plucking down money to play the numbers.
I only play one because, you know what, it only takes one to win.
They lined up to play the Powerball, but no one won, so the lines will probably be even longer as people vie for Wednesday's expected $425 million jackpot. This weekend's came to about $325 million. Wednesday's will be the largest jackpot ever played. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News Radio.
The previous top Powerball prize was $365 million, won in 2006 by some workers at Conagra Foods in Nebraska. A title shot for the Notre Dame football team.
A goal line stand for the ages for the Fighting Irish.
Saturday's game on ESPN Radio, number 1 Notre Dame beat USC 22-13, the team completing its first perfect regular season since 1988. Pam Puso, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Joining us in hour two of We the People Radio. We're at Shasta Redding, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Media. We're streaming and chatting live at wethepeopleradio.us. And you can call in at 530-605-4567. If you want to weigh in on the issues, I really encourage you to go to our new and improved website, because you will find everything about today's guest, as well as archives from every show that we've ever done. And I just have to say to Aaron and Bill out there in the lobby and Bob that I'm with like-minded people. It's so nice to be back with in the land of the living thinking, critical thinking.
Yeah, but critical thinking. What are you talking about after your Thanksgiving holiday? Yes.
But critical thinking is bad. Remember, Charlotte told us.
Yeah.
Critical thinking is from the Soviets, too.
But so nice to be commies. Back with like-minded people.
The commies have taken over everything secretly. They took over everything while we were sleeping or goofing off or having barbecues or something.
So, you know, and we were talking, and again, sometimes it's nice to share the stuff that we chat about off air. And we were talking about the fact that there are people in the world that really do not understand what is happening. And you made a good point, Aaron. It's really too late to go back to square one and try to educate those people, because this stuff is happening so fast.
Oh, yeah.
We need to just grab hold of the people that do get it.
I mean, people spend a tremendous amount of time. How do I talk to a progressive? How do I convince them? It's like, hey, I got a newsflash for you. 50% of the Christians out there didn't vote. So you've got a whole lot of people out there that actually have your same value system that don't even vote. Once we get all those people in the boat, then let's go after the people who don't get it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're wasting your time.
I mean, they really don't get it. That need to have their whole thing revamped, because we're not going to revamp all this.
There is no time to start from
50% of the Christians didn't vote?
No, they traditionally do not vote. 30% are not registered to vote. So it makes perfect sense why pastors won't talk about politics in church, because, you know, they might go vote or something. I don't know what they're thinking might happen, but something good would happen if they get with it. They're busy waiting for God to drive their parked cars. Ooh, I'm bitter about that. Feel that bitterness go through?
I know.
It just.
I know. Well, I'm tired of stupid people.
I just get frustrated. Okay, Orlene, now that we've had that little moment there,
shared that with you.
That's usually what we do at the beginning of the show to warm everybody up.
We didn't get it out of our system. It's leaking out slowly.
We have our weekly meltdown.
Well, I really enjoy your show, and I think you're all amazing. And
thank you.
So nice to have like-minded people to talk to.
Yeah, it is kind of fun, huh? It's fun to come on a show where you know that there's no, like, hammer waiting in the background.
Yeah.
Well, so,
that's right.
Okay, to go back to this Common Core curriculum thing, when do you think it started?
Ooh, and
what's the approximate time frame?
And is it tied to Leave No Child Behind at all?
Oh, yes. According to Charlotte Isabet, and I quote her in my book, this really probably got started back in the 1960s.
Mm. Yeah.
Probably, you know, that pivotal date, 1962, when God was taken out of our public schools, prayer was no longer allowed. Then amazing things began to take the place of God in our public schools, and one of those, of course, was the environmental movement, where children are allowed to go circle a tree and say a prayer to the tree, but they could not possibly say a prayer to Heavenly Father like they used to. When I was, fortunately, I graduated in 1962 from high school, so I still was allowed to have prayer and Bible reading in my little public school in Roberts, Idaho, and I missed out on all of that strange indoctrination, but it's really been happening ever since then, and really probably even before then with John Dewey and his progressive education. But every single education program since has been moving us towards this. So we can't just blame it on Obama. Under George Bush Sr., it was America 2000. Under Clinton, it was Goals 2000. Under George Bush Jr., it was No Child Left Behind. And then what Obama first got passed that he actually let people know about was called Race to the Top. And Race to the Top funding is what these governors were applying for as they were being willing to implement the Common Core standards and curriculum. And it will be the Race to the Top assessment test that will be coming in 2014. But the so essentially Common Core is an accumulation of all the other programs. But the fact that it is really international has been so hidden. And you mentioned the science standards that are coming. Well, that's when you Google Sustainable Development Common Core, you find these science standards are being taught around the world. And it's the whole Agenda 21 package, the three E's of sustainable development. And I'm sure you all know what that is. But that's a really big part of the Common Core curriculum. And that's what this Sir Michael Barber is pushing as he travels around the 70 different nations that are all part of the Pearson Foundation education team, where they all have Common Core in their schools. And so he's pushing the three E's of Agenda 21. And if you would like my audience, your audience to know what that is,
yes,
you probably
please.
Already are so familiar because you're all such a good group. But the three E's are economy, equity, and environment. And, of course, economy is the redistribution of wealth. Equity is social justice, not equal justice under the law, and just another form of taking from those who have and give to those who have not. And, of course, environment means that animals and plants have more rights than humans as they are pushing forward with all their environmental package of laws and regulations for our lives. And our children, of course, are not being taught those definitions. They're being taught how evil mankind is, their parents and grandparents that have allowed the earth to be taken over and trodden and spoiled, and global warming is, of course, taught as part of the package deal, and all these pseudosciences that are being proposed as true science. So that's all part of the Common Core standards, and I'm sure you'll find that as you study it as well. And then what is the saddest part is that all of this is being taught in all the other standards. So as you're giving an English test to the students, one of the questions will be about global warming, that they're to figure out what the subject and the verb is on that sentence. As you're teaching math, or one of the questions in the math quiz is about how many
subtracting
trees
polar
the
bears.
Loggers were not supposed to cut down, and instead of actually doing the math, the little students are supposed to answer, how do you feel about those loggers cutting down trees?
Mm-hmm.
So the science, the emotional part of sustainable development is being pushed everywhere in all the curriculum.
And, you know, for all those people out there that don't visit their child's classroom very often and they just are having a hard time grasping this concept, 3 years ago I was in my niece's classroom and the teacher asked me to read to the kids, and she grabbed a book and handed it to me and she said, this just came from the library. I haven't read it yet, but why don't you go ahead and read it to the kids while I, you know, do something else. And so the kids all, you know, sat in a circle at my feet, and I started to read this book about a bird who was making a journey from winter to a warmer climate. And at the end of the day, they wove into this the story of a bird migrating. All about logging and how bad it was. They actually had pictures of logging trucks in this story about the bird migrating, and they managed to talk about the fact that there were no trees for the bird to nest in because the loggers had cut them all down. And so, of course, teacher wasn't paying any attention to me, and the kids didn't know what I was reading. So I'm quick on my feet, and I just cut out all those parts and never read them to them.
Good for you.
The mistake that I made was not stealing the book. I had a big enough purse.
Yeah, you needed a big black magic marker. And that's very, very common. Well, now with everything being online, when you go into a classroom, you're not actually going to be able to observe all the teaching. Is that what they have envisioned?
That's really the truth. And as they've discovered in Texas, maybe parents won't even be able to access the online information that the kids are being given. The other interesting thing is I I was on a radio show that went out to West Virginia, and a lady called in and said she was a classical English teacher, and she, of course, is so appalled at the lowering of the standards in English literature. There actually, it used to be 80% of reading was classical literature. It's now going to be lowered to 50%, and here in California, I think it's even going to be 30%, according to the Contra Costa Times newspaper article I read. But she was so upset about this, and she checked out her public library to just see how many classical books were left in the library. She said that she was told if someone does not read a book in 6 years, they get rid of that book. Very few classical books were even left in the library.
Whoa.
And she could not even find a Bible in the library. And she asked about that, and they said, oh, yes, the Bible was never checked out, so we got rid of it as well.
Wow.
And she said mainly she thinks our libraries are going to become computer labs where children will go and access online books. But what other horrible things people are accessing with these computers in the libraries?
And
pornography.
They'll be all ready to go to work for the government, though.
Yeah.
Because who was it? Who was that one group in the government, and all they were doing was watching porn?
Was that the state parks?
That was before the guy in the hot tub with the glass of wine. That was before him.
Oh.
You just get them all confused after a while. But there was a whole segment of them. They were just doing porn. So
and,
anyway.
You know, the sad part is that this whole educational system is designed to allow the government to take over control of the child, influencing the child, teaching the child what the government thinks it should know, and kind of cutting the parents out of it. I mean, the parents become vessels that provide the child to the state.
That's really the truth. And in my first chapter, at the end, I mentioned how similar this is to what was going on under Nazi Germany, how Hitler had done so many of the same things that they're now doing with the Common Core curriculum. The teachers were, if they did not go along with his new form of teaching, many of them ended up in concentration camps themselves. They were almost forced to join the teacher union to be able to survive and keep their jobs. So 97% of all teachers belong to the teacher union. They also had what was called master teachers that would come in to make sure the other teachers were in line, pretending to help them but really spying on them. Obama has said he will have 10,000 master teachers as part of his Common Core program, and they will, I guess, get part of their salary from local government, but a large part of their salary will be coming from the federal government, and they will really be his little army of teachers pretending to go in to train the others, but really spying on them.
And, you know, that's happening more and more because, for instance, in Southern California, more specifically in San Diego County, they just passed an environmental law regarding water, and they don't want any of the water that a person would use washing their car, watering their lawn, you know, some of your most normal activities, none of that water is to meet the sidewalk and go into the storm drains. And they've actually got a 24-hour hotline so that neighbors can call in on their other neighbors.
Isn't this horrible?
Yeah.
I have heard of that happening. Under Nazi Germany, they also had, of course, the little Hitler youth. They were also in the schools spying on the teachers and reporting on them, but also spying on other children. So, you know, all of this could be possible.
Well, we have the FEMA youths that have just graduated from their little... You know, at the end of the day, I think I figured out why Obama got rid of NASA. You know, how they're not doing space anymore. It's just so we can't get away.
we can't go to some other planet.
That's right. Just another escape route cut off. We were sitting here. It's like, where are we going to go? Oh, man, they got rid of NASA. Dang it. Oh, we should have elected Gingrich, and we could have gone to the moon and lived there. All right, we've got to take a quick break on that happy note. That's as happy as it's going to get today, folks. Sorry about that. You are listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
kids who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dream, the one they fixed, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekends at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
And we're back.
Are you reeling in the years?
You know, when you listen to the lyrics of some of these songs, they're very prophetic. How did these folks know?
Yeah, but the one that's the most prophetic of all is Hotel California.
Yeah. Yeah.
As they work on legislation to prevent you from taking your wealth out of the state.
Oh, yeah, isn't that nice?
You can check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah, yeah, that's the latest thing in California. Now that they want to tax all the people that have anything, then they're going to fine you and fee you.
Many different ways to incentivize you to stay here.
And pay for everybody else.
So,
it's not a good thing.
So, Arlene, is there any, just out of curiosity, is there any upside to this?
Is there any what?
Is there any upside? I know that.
Yes.
Pray tell, sure.
How I found out about Common Core was we built a second home in Utah a few years ago. That'll maybe be our place of refuge someday, I'm not sure, but it's up in a little town called Heber City, Utah, and there they have this amazing group of people that are fighting Common Core, and that's how I really found out about it. There are three moms against Common Core. There's Utahns against Common Core. Eagle Forum of Utah is all involved in this as well. And so that's when I started doing my research, was during the month of July. And I was asked to speak for a group in Heber called Cornerstone for Freedom. And they're all involved fighting this as well. And that's where I met the three moms in person. And anyway, I was just amazed at the information and how they have been so successful because they're united in fighting this. And that's why we formed our Californians United Against Common Core, kind of based on what they've been doing. But they've been at this for more than a year. We're just kind of really getting started here. But they have successfully got their state school board to say no to the assessment test that's going to be coming in 2014. So if they're no longer tied to that test, the teachers are maybe not actually tied to the Common Core curriculum and can maybe branch out and do something else. They haven't totally got Common Core thrown out of the state, but the state superintendent of schools, who was so adamantly for Common Core, resigned because I guess he was getting such pressure.
Good.
So they've made success there. They're getting their state legislators to try to form some legislation to fight this. So that's what I'm hoping we can do in California. One of the nice people who ordered my book sent $100 extra so I can send 10 copies to our state legislators and try to get them to form some legislation against this as well. And that's one of my goals now, is to contact those people and see if we can be on the same page. We have various really outstanding groups that have joined on with our Common Core cause. One of those is the Reading Tea Party group, which we're really excited about. And we have Brad Dacus with the Pacific Justice Institute.
We love them, too.
Yes, I really love them as well.
Yeah, Brad Dacus is awesome.
And because Eagle Forum of California has a good reputation, a lot of people are joining us in this battle because they do trust us and are waking up to how evil this is. So we're hoping to be fully prepared and armed and ready to take this battle on in the new year. We're kind of using this time right now to rally our forces and rally our team together and get the information out. So anyone who would like to join us, we would love to have them. You can either join personally or join as a group. And we're just thrilled of the people who already have joined us, and we are not going to give up, even if this candidate for school board, and she did win, sorry to say, but even though she thinks it's a freight train and we can't stop it, we've got to try.
Sure you do.
And hopefully there's enough intelligent people in California who will realize the dangers of this. Even liberals are hopefully going to join us. Rosa Corey has joined with us.
We're huge
fans. We love
fans.
Rosa Corey, and she's becoming just everywhere.
Everywhere
I go, people are like, do you know Rosa Corey? It's like, exactly.
Yeah,
she's totally.
She's now a good friend of Glenn Beck's. She's been on his television
show,
and
she did a great job on his show just a week ago. It was exciting.
But how hilarious is that?
I know.
Here's this diehard liberal Democrat,
Lesbian.
Oh yeah,
because she always tells us that,
right? Who's like now the poster child on Glenn Beck's new?
I know, isn't that great? Well, and you know the thing about, she's been fighting Agenda 21, and she's always made a point of pointing out that she is a very liberal lesbian Democrat. And she says that because everyone has this idea that the opposition to Agenda 21 is a right-wing conspiracy. And she said, excuse me, I couldn't be further from a right-wing extremist.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't be further from that. I'm the poster child for the opposition against Agenda 21.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And what I'm very proud of, in her book, she does acknowledge that I'm the one that first told her about Agenda 21.
Nice.
Well, she lives right here in Santa Rosa, where I live, and we were both fighting our property rights battles in 2006. I live in the rural area. She was in the downtown area fighting this whole episode, how they were trying to take over 1,000 square feet and name them blighted with their whole ideas of
redevelopment.
Redevelopment then. And so she would attend some of our meetings, we'd attend her meetings, and I'm the one that introduced her to Michael Shaw's book about Agenda 21.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting how she has taken off from there, and
And she actually, you know, was an expert legal witness slash appraiser for the state of California, Caltrans, and she took an early retirement so that she could travel the entire United States educating people about Agenda 21. And if you're new to the show or you're new to the term Agenda 21, all you have to do for legitimacy purposes is go to the United Nations website. Agenda 21 is not a phrase that was coined by the opposition of it. It is a legitimate plan for the 21st century through the United Nations.
That's correct.
Well,
and it is being promoted by this Common Core Education.
Okay, so I know that you have to go teach a Sunday school class, which is still allowed, and we can talk about
and
that
thank
publicly,
you for that.
And thank you for that. Exactly. So we know you have to do that, so we don't want to jam you up. But how about just can you give us the top few talking points for people who are sitting at home going, okay, I've been studying this and this and this and this, and there's like a million things. And I'm going to go to my friend and I'm going to say, this is bad, but I don't have the information at my fingertips and I don't have time to study. What would you give them just as a few talking points?
Well, I actually have this all written down on our website.
Oh, my God, of course you do.
Californians United Against Common Core, CUACC.org. There's a talking point sheet there that gives probably about 20 main points. And there's also a video you can watch where I gave a presentation on this and a PowerPoint presentation. So you can actually see the quotes from these people themselves. But I would say number one for Americans is that this is a top-down, federal, national, socialized education. Everything you say against Obamacare, you can say against ObamaEd, because this is nothing that our founding fathers ever wanted. We are not supposed to be implementing federal education, and really it's not just national, it's international when you realize who is really behind the writing of all of this and how they're planning to implement it worldwide. So one of the first things I think they can do to fight this is stand up for states' rights,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to get your governor and your state legislators to even be aware of how you feel about it. The governor, of course, signed on, but this was done during a time when most of the state legislators were not in session. So the governors just went to their state school boards for their approval, signed on, and now they're supposed to implement it, still without state legislators sometimes even being aware that this exists. So we've got to get our state legislators, as wacky as our state is, as liberal.
And we want these same people to run our health care.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
I see on your website here, it's download flyer for Common Core, a Trojan horse for education reform. And,
that's correct.
And that is a seriously a wonderful list. It is actually a two-page list with a bullet point list of, it's like give that to somebody and let them pick the reasons they don't like it. I mean, pick the top five. Leave the rest. Plenty of choices. A lot of options for you.
That's right.
So if they don't know about Agenda 21 or don't think it's real or don't find it to be a threat, great. There's plenty of other stuff not to like.
I only give one of those bullet points about Agenda 21. The rest are everything else that we should be so opposed to about this.
Well, I think that's it's great that it's finally coming out because honestly,
mm-hmm.
never heard of it.
Well, and you know, at the end of the day, I think every person should ask themselves out there, was it always my desire for my life and for the life of my children to not pursue my own happiness and dreams, but to become a worker for the state? Is that what I want for myself? Is that what I want for my child? Do I want the government on any level to decide for me what my life will look like?
Because they're so good at deciding things and planning. They only seem to be able to plan this stuff. They can't plan a budget, but they could plan over how to take over the education system.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is that? That's just nutty.
What a good point, Aaron.
Don't you think that's just nutty? How do they do this stuff? How do they spend all these years? I mean, 1962, I was one. You know, since I've been 1 year old, these people have been planning this, but these are the same people who, you know, Social Security's going in the tube, Medicare's blowing up. I mean, just so many things that are not being handled correctly.
And
but,
why is it?
But we can take over the education.
Why is it the incompetent always yeah. rise to the top?
Peter Principal.
Yeah, that's just
that's
amazing.
Right. Well, as we found out from Nazi Germany, a big goal for any supreme dictator is to totally take over education. Mm-hmm. Then you can further your agenda by taking over the minds of the young people, and that's exactly the goal now for the Obama administration.
And never forget freedom. The death of freedom is only one generation away.
That's right. And what I have in my book, the quote by Hitler saying, you know, I don't really care what you parents think about me. I already own your children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it sure. doesn't really matter what you're saying. And he did. He had total control of the schools, and that's exactly what Obama would like. And it's amazing how far he has come in that goal.
Yeah, because here you have your the Hitler's philosophy was literally translated as the fatherland is the parent.
That's right. Parens mm-hmm. patria. That's Latin for...
Just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
The parents are the fatherland.
Yeah, so the fatherland is the parent. That's fantastic. So do you need to go off and fill some little skulls full of mush with good Christian principles? Is it time now?
I could give you 5 more minutes.
All right. Well, 2 of them have to be a break. We're real sorry about that. Is that still okay?
Sure.
I love to get the commitment first.
Okay.
I learned it in the old-fashioned schools. KCNR 1460 AM, home of Free Fire Media. Be right back.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Howdy, y'all. This is Michael Smalljohn of Mike's Outdoors. Please join me on Saturdays at 6 a.m. as we talk about the wide open outdoors of Northern California. As in the past, Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com will be joining me with interesting hunting and fishing news. So please join me, your host, Michael Smalljohn, with Frank Galusha of MyOutdoorBuddy.com on Saturdays at 6 a.m. for Mike's Outdoors right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
You always start in the same every day. The pledge of allegiance, then someone would pray.
Not every kid made the team when they tried. We got disappointed, and that was alright. We turned out alright.
Hey, we're going to wrap this.
We turned out to be climate change haters.
Yes. Yes. And for all of you out there that hate country music, that was for you. And you know who you are.
I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, back to, I want to say Charlotte. Why am I doing that? Orlane.
Got a sickness. I showed her Charlotte on your
Orlane,
letter.
We had a question about what anyone can do at the local level, and that would be a teacher, an administrator, a parent at the very, very local level, and or are the spies all in place and it's too late?
My phone just kind of faded out. Could you repeat that question?
We had a question regarding control at the local level, what a parent, an administrator, and a teacher could do at the very local level to slow this down or stop it, or is...
Well, we've discovered that even though California is going to be, it's going to take about $1.6 billion to implement this, each school district has to pay for it themselves. Mm. So if you can go to your school district and say... This is an enormous amount of money, and you're implementing a program that we believe is totally wrong and false, and these are the reasons. Please don't go along with it. Maybe they will balk. That's what happened with the class test. School districts themselves began to refuse to give the test. They began to see how arbitrary and unfair it was, and how it was really just testing attitudes and prying into the private lives of the children. And so one by one, school districts throughout California just said, no, we refuse to give it. And so then Pete Wilson threw it out. Mm-hmm. So I'm using our example of fighting the class test, and I was really involved heavily fighting that back then. That's what really woke me up to what was happening in education. And so I'm hoping we can follow that example and still fight it. So that's why I hope we will take those talking points and go to your school districts and speak out at your school board meetings and let them know that you do not want this and do not want your taxpaying dollars going towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because you don't want school districts starting to pass school bonds like crazy to pay for it, because that ends up on the backs of all of the homeowners.
Exactly.
Well, besides, you know, the good part is choking it off by the purse strings is actually a pretty good remedy right now, because let's face it, you know, people, 18,000 union workers are no longer working at Hostess.
Yeah.
So there's a little funding that went away.
And the cap and trade carbon credits didn't work out as planned, and Facebook tanked, so doggone that California budget.
Rats.
That's right.
There's not going to be any money to do it. Right on.
That's right. And also, I wonder if people would like to order my book. That's a really good source of information to just hand
to
school board
members.
Absolutely.
Where do we get that?
You can go to, I've actually started my own little publishing company.
Nice.
Because I discovered that the company that I had published my really large book that Aaron has a copy of, called Ex Libris, has also been taken over by the Pearson Foundation.
Oh, man.
Every non-fiction company, every fiction company in the whole world almost is now taken over.
If you can't beat them, buy them.
They leave the name, so you don't know that.
So does that mean that the books are not available? I mean, would they be harder to get?
Well,
we know
I
the
think
author.
They're still available, but they just have a different name.
And
you can still get them from whatever publishing company really still has their name attached, but Pearson ultimately is getting the money. So when I found that out, I thought, nope, I'm going to start my own. So
hey, and you know,
it's called the Small Helm Press.
The Small Helm.
.org. And so you go to www.smallhelmpress.org. And the reason I chose that name, I love the scripture in James. It says it just takes a small helm to turn a great ship.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that people waking up and speaking out and having the courage to do so can be that small helm.
Small Helm Press.
Our ship of state.
Smallhelmpress.org.
.org.
That's helm, like H-E-L-M.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And there you can find information about the Common Core book and the two other books that I've written as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either order it online and then use a credit card, or if you want to order it directly from me, you can do that, and I'll autograph it for you and but I only take checks. I'm not set up to,
sure.
Right to on. Do the credit card
and,
business.
And that information will be on the website at wethepeopleradio.us.
Exactly. And we're going to feature both those links. So I just sent those to Robert. So give it a little bit of, give him a few minutes to put that up there, and we'll have all that for you. So the talking points list will feature, and also the book link. Because this truly is a new topic for most people. They have mm-hmm. no idea that mm-hmm. this is going on.
That's correct. I'd say that 95% of our nation still does not know about Common Core.
Yikes.
They've done such a stealth campaign getting it mm-hmm. through. It's just amazing.
You know, and if anybody wants to really see the end result of an insidious taking over of our personal freedoms, there's a movie called The Lives of Others, and it is a foreign film. I don't know where you would find it, wherever you find movies, but I have that movie, and I've heard it referenced on some of the national conservative talk shows, and it's fictional, but it will scare the heebie-jeebies out of you.
Well, the truth is so much scarier. Why yeah. would we go to fiction?
Yeah, if you want to see what it looks like in real life.
Ugh. Well, Orlean, we really
Thank
appreciate you.
You
coming and exposing Common Core.
Oh, I so appreciate your having me on, and I appreciate all the amazing, wonderful guests and truths you have on your show, and I'm very impressed.
Well, we find lots of good people through you, so mm-hmm. send us some more.
And,
all
you
right,
know,
I will do that.
And kudos to you for all that you're doing with all you've got going on.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It has been a rough time. My husband was recently diagnosed with leukemia, and we're fighting the chemo battle that he's had to go through. And as Erin said, trying to remodel our kitchen at the same
Cooking
time.
Cooking on a hot plate in the hallway, I was like, that's got to yes. be awesome.
And starting your own publishing company.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been a really interesting time.
And teaching Sunday school.
Yeah, exposing.
That's right, which I need to run off to do some
okay.
of right now.
Thank you.
All right, you say hi to those.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Orlean. We're going to be right back with you for the last part of the hour here with We the People Radio. Join us. If you're planning on calling in, do it now. 530-605-4567.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more.
For a free consultation or more information, call North State Tax Consultants, 530-221-0101.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Our KCNR lineup is changing. The Roger Hedgecock Show is now heard weekday evenings 7 to 10 on KCNR. Roger holds their feet to the fire, and we've got him here at KCNR 1460. And Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., listen to Professor Hugh Hewitt, lawyer, law professor, and broadcast journalist, the most influential conservative you've never heard of. Roger Hedgecock and Hugh Hewitt join the on-air family here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Which means we're going to fight till the bitter end. It ain't over till
exactly.
It's over.
Exactly. Bitter being the operative word.
Hey, so we're going to jump on the phone with Jim Dahl, who is representing George Runner, State Board of Equalization. We're going to talk about the fire fee that is being imposed on 800,000-plus California residents, presumably for fire protection prevention, but we know, in fact, it is to backfill CDF.
A budgetary hole.
Yeah, a big budget hole. So, Jim, are you in there?
Well, good morning, ladies.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, I am doing quite well. Hey, thanks for your morning guest. I didn't get to hear all of it because I went to church early. She's going to church now. I went to church early, but I wanted to catch you ladies and just remind people and maybe give a little info about the CAL FIRE fee, which Senator Runner calls the illegal CAL FIRE tax. And it's actually not CAL FIRE, and I always like to tell people because my son-in-law is a CAL FIRE firefighter, and this fee, of course, was instituted by the legislature, and Governor Brown wants to backfill, as you ladies already said, he wants to backfill his budget. He took money out of CAL FIRE and moved it someplace else, and now because he has that void, he needed to fill it, and so he's doing it with this fee, which was passed last year. I just received my bill yesterday, and people need to realize that the bill they're receiving was for last year. If you look on your billing,
yes,
it was for the July of 11 to June of 12.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's for this last year. Now, in March, you're going to get a bill for this year, and next November, you're going to get a bill for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So within a 12-month period, you're going to get three billings. And this Wednesday night, I'm going to be up at the Shingletown Tea Party speaking about the CAL FIRE fee and some of the other wonderful new taxes that are going to be coming our way January 1, like the lumber tax for all those who buy any lumber products after January 1. There's going to be a 1% additional tax on that lumber. And so, you know, that's a wonderful way to stimulate construction, isn't it?
Yeah. And they always spin this stuff to make it appear that the consumer is going to benefit somehow, when in fact all they're trying to do is stop the bleeding on the California budget.
We wouldn't want to cut anything, though, because, of course, we've already cut out every unnecessary expense.
Mm-hmm.
They have diligently gone through the budget line by line.
Yes.
I don't think they have a line item budget. I think it's one giant general budget.
So folks, Senator Renner encourages people. Now, Senator Renner is our elected official for the Board of Equalization for District 2. And, of course, District 2 goes from, like, San Bernardino all the way up the eastern side of California to the Oregon border.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 33 counties in our district, and we are part of that district. And Senator Renner is our elected official, and he's a retired senator, obviously, is our advocate for our taxpayers. He, along with the Howard Jarvis people, have filed a lawsuit against this illegal tax, and we are hoping that it'll be overturned and we'll be getting this money back. Unfortunately, there is now a supermajority in the legislature, and it could well be that if this comes back up again, it could be passed legally by having a supermajority.
Yeah, with no vote. Hey, and Jim, we've only got 5 minutes before the top of the hour and the end of the show. Can you very quickly talk about how to appeal this tax and websites where people can go? Because it's very specific how you have to do it.
Yes, and thanks for asking. Because and Senator Renner does encourage people to pay the fee, pay the illegal tax, write on your little memo, illegal tax, but then you can go to CalFireFee.com, CalFireFee, all one word, .com, and there's you can download the appeal. They call it a redetermination paper. I don't know why they just don't call it appeal or a form. And on that form, there's several boxes, and many of us are marking box number 4. We mark a little X, and there's a line. It says other, and I'm putting on their unconstitutional tax.
Okay, and under other?
Under other.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's my reasoning for it, because I don't have any other legitimate, because I do live out beyond the city limits of Redding.
And if you pay by check, make sure you write extortion payment on the lower left-hand corner.
Oh, that's a very good thought. Very good.
And Jim, also, the paperwork, don't you have to mail the appeal forms to 3 different locations within a very short period of time?
Yeah. Now, we all need to pay our fee within 30 days of receiving the bill, sending the bill. So you have to look to see when was the bill sent, and when it was sent, that's when we have 30 days, not when you get it. So, if it was delayed for any reason, too late, maybe now. So you need to pay that within 30 days. You also need to appeal it within 30 days, and I believe it's 30, it might be 60, but there's, the appeal letter does not go in with your check. The appeal letter goes to Cal Fire. There's a Cal Fire board, and of course that's not going to go anywhere because for the reason you're appealing it, but you're going to have that appeal in, and that's on the bottom of the form where it's send it, the appeal form. So send your check in, with the extortion or illegal fee on it, and then send that into the, unfortunately, the Board of Equalization. And we're the ones collecting the fee.
And Jim, the website again? I'll give that one more time.
And the website is CalFireFee.com. CalFireFee.com.
And I wanted to point out that isn't it true that if you do not pay that within the time frame that they say that you have to, that they immediately start fining and penalizing in excess of 30%? Is that correct?
Well, actually, no. I believe it's 10%, but it's, it compounds, so it'll add up. So we're hoping that it's overturned, and people say, well, wonder if I don't appeal. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure, how that'll, boil out. But we just want to, do everything we can to let, the legislature know how disappointed we are. And hopefully maybe it'll make a difference when, you know, when the next vote comes up, mm-hmm. because you know it's going to come up again.
And don't, doesn't, because I've read some of the verbiage on this really, and we're coming up on
our
break.
Yeah, we only have 30 seconds.
30 seconds, but there's that potential that they could raise it. Anyway, we're going to have to go. Sorry, Jim.
Hey, well, hey, bless you guys. Thanks for all you do.
All right, thanks, Jim. All right, folks. We the People Radio. We'll be back with you next week, and do not miss next week. We have Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He has some amazing credentials. You're going to be blown away.
And that's coming next week at KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Ready Go, I'm Pam Husso. The tear gas is out in central Cairo. Angry protesters are demonstrating what they see as a blatant power grab by Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi.
The numbers are building again of protesters here in Tahrir Square. The number of tents also growing as these protesters say they are here to stay and they are digging in. Over the past few minutes, we've seen young protesters lighting bottles on fire and running at police forces. The skirmishes have wounded more than 500 people over the past 3 days of protests. We've also seen the military begin to move large concrete blocks into play.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Cairo. Last week, President Morsi placed himself above oversight of any kind, including that of the courts. Lawmakers in the U.S. are reacting.
Even though there's great concern there, I think we have to be very cautious.
Senate Democrat Carl Levin on NBC's Meet the Press.
To assume this kind of power is unacceptable to the United States.
Senate Republican John McCain on Fox News Sunday. Minutes from now, authorities in Springfield, Massachusetts are expecting
30%, according to the Contra Costa Times newspaper article I read. But she was so upset about this, and she checked out her public library to just see how many classical books were left in the library. She said that she was told if someone does not read a book in 6 years, they get rid of that book. Very few classical books were even left in the library.
Whoa.
And she could not even find a Bible in the library. And she asked about that, and they said, oh, yes, the Bible was never checked out, so we got rid of it as well.
Wow.
And she said mainly she thinks our libraries are going to become computer labs where children will go and access online books. But what other horrible things people are accessing with these mm-hmm. computers yeah. in the libraries?
And
pornography.
They'll be all ready to go to work for the government, though.
Yeah.
Because who was it? Who was that one group in the government, and all they were doing was watching porn?
Was that the state
that,
parks?
That was that was before the guy in the hot tub with the glass of wine. That was before him.
Oh.
You just get them all confused yeah. after a while. But there was a whole segment of them. They were just mm-hmm. doing porn. So
and,
anyway.
You know, the sad part is that this whole educational system is designed to allow the government to take over control of the child, influencing the child, teaching the child what the government thinks it should know, and kind of cutting the parents out of it. I mean, the parents become vessels that provide the child to the state. Seems to me.
That's really the truth. And in my first chapter, I mention how similar this is to what was going on under Nazi Germany. How Hitler had done so many of the same things that they're now doing with the Common Core curriculum. The teachers were, if they did not go along with his new form of teaching, many of them ended up in concentration camps themselves. They were almost forced to join the teacher union to be able to survive and keep their jobs. So 97% of all teachers belonged to the teacher union. They also had what was called master teachers that would come in to make sure the other teachers were in line, pretending to help them but really spying on them. Obama has said he will have 10,000 master teachers as part of his Common Core program, and they will, I guess, get part of their salary from local government, but a large part of their salary will be coming from the federal government, and they will really be his little army of teachers pretending to go in to train the others, but really spying on them.
And, you know, that's happening more and more because, for instance, in Southern California, more specifically in San Diego County, they've just passed an environmental law regarding water, and they don't want any of the water that a person would use washing their car, watering their lawn, you know, some of your most normal activities. None of that water is to meet the sidewalk and go into the storm drains. And they've actually got a 24-hour hotline so that neighbors can call in on their other neighbors.
Isn't this horrible?
Yeah.
I have heard of that happening. Under Nazi Germany, they also had, of course, the little Hitler Youth. They were also in the schools spying on the teachers and reporting on them, but also spying on other children. So, you know, all of this could be possible.
Well, we have the FEMA youth that have just graduated from their little... You know, at the end of the day, I think I figured out why Obama got rid of NASA. You know, how they're not doing space anymore? It's just so we can't get away.
we can't go to some other planet.
That's right. Just another escape route cut off. We were sitting here. It's like, where are we going to go? Oh, man, they got rid of NASA. Dang it. We should have elected Gingrich, and we could have gone to the moon and lived there. All right, we've got to take a quick break on that happy note. That's as happy as it's going to get today, folks. Sorry about that. You are listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. And all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
And we're back.
Are you reeling in the years?
You know, when you listen to the lyrics of some of these songs, they're very prophetic. How did these folks know?
Yeah, but the one that's the most prophetic of all is Hotel California.
Yeah. Yeah.
As they work on legislation to prevent you from taking your wealth out of the state.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice?
You can check out, but you can never leave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the latest thing in California. Now that they want to tax all the people that have anything, then they're going to fine you and fee you.
There's many different ways to incentivize you to stay here.
And pay for everybody else.
So
it's not a good thing.
So, Arlene, is there any, just out of curiosity, is there any upside to this?
Is there any what?
Is there any upside? I know that's...
Yes.
Pray tell. Sure.
How I found out about Common Core was we built a second home in Utah a few years ago. That'll maybe be our place of refuge someday. I'm not sure, but it's up in a little town called Heber City, Utah, and there they have this amazing group of people that are fighting Common Core, and that's how I really found out about it. There are three moms against Common Core. There's Utahns against Common Core. Eagle Forum of Utah is all involved in this as well, and so that's when I started doing my research, was during the month of July, and I was asked to speak for a group in Heber called Cornerstone for Freedom, and they're all involved fighting this as well, and that's where I met the three moms in person, and anyway, I was just amazed at the information and how they have been so successful because they're united in fighting this, and that's why we formed our Californians United Against Common Core, kind of based on what they've been doing, but they've been at this for more than a year. We're just kind of really getting started here, but they have successfully got their state school board to say no to the assessment test that's going to be coming in 2014. So if they're no longer tied to that test, the teachers are maybe not actually tied to the Common Core curriculum and can maybe branch out and do something else. They haven't totally got Common Core thrown out of the state, but the state superintendent of schools, who was so adamantly for Common Core, resigned because I guess he was getting such pressure.
Good.
So they've made success there. They're getting their state legislators to try to form some legislation to fight this. So that's what I'm hoping we can do in California. I'm one of the nice people who ordered my book sent $100 extra so I can send 10 copies to our state legislators and try to get them to form some legislation against this as well. And that's one of my goals now, is to contact those people and see if we can be on the same page. We have various really outstanding groups that have joined on with our Common Core cause. One of those is the Reading Tea Party group, which we're really excited about. And we have Brad Dacus with the Pacific Justice Institute.
We love them, too.
Yes, I really love them as well.
Yeah, Brad Dacus is awesome.
And because Eagle Forum of California has a good reputation, a lot of people are joining us in this battle because they do trust us and are waking up to how evil this is. So we're hoping to be fully prepared and armed and ready to take this battle on in the new year. We're kind of using this time right now to rally our forces and rally our team together and get the information out. So anyone who would like to join us, we would love to have them. You can either join personally or join as a group. And we're just thrilled of the people who already have joined us, and we are not going to give up, even if this candidate for school board, and she did win, sorry to say, but even though she thinks it's a freight train and we can't stop it, we've got to try.
Sure you do.
And
exactly.
Hopefully there's enough intelligent people in California who will realize the dangers of this. Even liberals are hopefully going to join us. Rosa Corey has joined with us.
We love
Rosa Corey, and she's becoming just everywhere.
Everywhere
I go, people are like, do you know Rosa Corey? It's like, exactly.
Yeah,
we
totally do. She's now a good friend of Glenn Beck's. She's been on his television show.
She did a great job on his show just a week ago. It was exciting.
But how hilarious is that?
I know.
Here's this diehard liberal Democrat.
Lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
Because she always tells us that.
Right. Who's like now the poster child on Glenn Beck's new...
I know. Isn't that great? Well, and you know, the thing about she's been fighting Agenda 21, and she's always made a point of pointing out that she is a very liberal lesbian Democrat. And she says that because everyone has this idea that the opposition to Agenda 21 is a right-wing conspiracy. And she said, excuse me, I couldn't be further from a right-wing extremist.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't be further from that. I'm the poster child for the opposition against Agenda 21.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And what I'm very proud of, in her book, she does acknowledge that I'm the one that first told her about Agenda 21.
Nice.
She lives right here in Santa Rosa, where I live, and we were both fighting our property rights battles in 2006. I live in the rural area. She was in the downtown area fighting this whole episode, how they were trying to take over 1,000 square feet and name them blighted with their whole ideas of
redevelopment.
Change. Yeah, redevelopment then. And so she would attend some of our meetings, we'd attend her meetings, and I'm the one that introduced her to Michael Shaw's book about Agenda 21.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting how she has taken off from there. And
she actually, you know, was an expert legal witness slash appraiser for the state of California, Caltrans, and she took an early retirement so that she could travel the entire United States educating people about Agenda 21. And if you're new to the show or you're new to the term Agenda 21, all you have to do for legitimacy purposes is go to the United Nations website. Agenda 21 is not a phrase that was coined by the opposition of it. It is a legitimate plan for the 21st century through the United Nations.
That's correct.
Well,
it is being promoted by this Common Core education.
Okay, so I know that you have to go teach a Sunday school class, which is still allowed, and we could talk about
that
publicly.
Thank you for that.
And thank you for that. Exactly. So we know you have to do that, so we don't want to jam you up. But how about just, can you give us the top few talking points for people who are sitting at home going, okay, I've been studying this and this and this and this, and there's like a million things, and I'm going to go to my friend and I'm going to say, this is bad, but I don't have the information at my fingertips and I don't have time to study. What would you give them just as a few talking points?
Well, I actually have this all written down on our website.
Oh, my God, of course you do.
Californians United Against Common Core, CUACC.org. There's a talking point sheet there that gives probably about 20 main points. And there's also a video you can watch where I gave a presentation on this and a PowerPoint presentation. So you can actually see the quotes from these people themselves. But I would say number one for Americans is that this is a top-down, federal, national, socialized education. Everything you say against Obamacare, you can say against ObamaEd, because this is nothing that our founding fathers ever wanted. We are not supposed to be implementing federal education, and really it's not just national, it's international when you realize who is really behind the writing of all of this and how they're planning to implement it worldwide. So one of the first things I think they can do to fight this is stand up for states' rights. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get your governor and your state legislators to even be aware of how you feel about it. The governor, of course, signed on, but this was done during a time when most of the state legislators were not in session. So the governors just went to their state school boards for their approval, signed on, and now they're supposed to implement it, still without state legislators sometimes even being aware that this exists. So we've got to get our state legislators, as wacky as our state is, and as liberal.
And we want these same people to run our health care.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
I see on your website here, it's download flyer for Common Core, a Trojan horse for education reform.
And, that's correct.
And that is a wonderful list. It is actually a 2-page list with bullet point list of, it's like, give that to somebody and let them pick the reasons they don't like it. I mean, pick the top five, leave the rest. Plenty of choices, a lot of options for you.
That's right.
So if they don't know about Agenda 21 or don't think it's real or don't find it to be a threat, great. There's plenty of other stuff not to like.
I only give one of those bullet points about Agenda 21. The rest are everything else that we should be so opposed to about this.
Well, I think that's, I think it's great that it's finally coming out because, honestly, never heard of it.
Well, and you know, at the end of the day, I think every person should ask themselves out there, was it always my desire for my life and for the life of my children to not pursue my own happiness and dreams, but to become a worker for the state? Is that what I want for myself? Is that what I want for my child? Do I want the government on any level to decide for me what my life will look like?
Because they're so good at deciding things and planning. They only seem to be able to plan this stuff. They can't plan a budget, but they could plan over how to take over the education system. Why? What is that? That's just nutty.
What a good point, Aaron.
Don't you think that's just nutty? How do they do this stuff? How do they spend all these years? I mean, 1962, I was one. You know, since I've been 1 year old, these people have been planning this. But these are the same people who, you know, Social Security's going in the tube, Medicare's blowing up. I mean, just so many things that are not being handled correctly.
And why is it
that we can take over the education?
Why is it the incompetent always rise to the top?
Peter Principle.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Right. Well, as we found out from Nazi Germany, a big goal for any supreme dictator is to totally take over education. Mm-hmm. Then you can further your agenda by taking over the minds of the young people. And that's exactly the goal now for the Obama administration.
And never forget freedom. The death of freedom is only one generation away.
That's right. And what I have in my book, the quote by Hitler, saying, you know, I don't really care what you parents think about me. I already own your children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it doesn't really matter what you're saying. And he did. He had total control of the schools, and that's exactly what Obama would like. And it's amazing how far he has come in that goal.
Yeah, because here you have your the Hitler's philosophy was literally translated as the fatherland is the parent.
That's right. Parens patria. That's Latin for...
Just gave me the heebie-jeebies.
The parents are the fatherland.
Yeah, so the fatherland is the parent. That's fantastic. So do you need to go off and fill some little skulls full of mush with good Christian principles? Is it time now?
I could give you 5 more minutes.
All right, well, 2 of them have to be a break. We're real sorry about that. Is that still okay?
Sure.
I love to get the commitment first.
Okay.
I learned it in the old-fashioned schools. KCNR 1460 AM, home of Free Fire Media. Be right back.
Of allegiance, then someone would pray. Not every kid made the team when they tried. We got disappointed, and that was alright. We turned out alright.
Hey, we're gonna wrap this.
We turned out to be climate change haters.
Yes. And for all of you out there that hate country music, that was for you. And you know who you are.
I like
anyway,
it.
Anyway, back to, kind of want to say Charlotte. Why am I doing that? Orlane.
She's got a sickness. I showed her Charlotte on your
Orlane,
letter.
Orlane, we had a question about what anyone can do at the local level, and that would be a teacher, an administrator, a parent at the very, very local level, and or are the spies all in place and it's too late?
My phone just kind of faded out. Could you repeat that question?
We had a question regarding control at the local level, what a parent, an administrator, and a teacher could do at the very local level to slow this down or stop it, or is...
Well, we've discovered that even though California is going to be, it's going to take about $1.6 billion to implement this, each school district has to pay for it themselves.
Mm.
So if you can go to your school district and say, this is an enormous amount of money, and you're implementing a program that we believe is totally wrong and false, and these are the reasons, please don't go along with it. Maybe they will balk. That's what happened with the class test. School districts themselves began to refuse to give the test. They began to see how arbitrary and unfair it was and how it was really just testing attitudes and prying into the private lives of the children. And so one by one, school districts throughout California just said, no, we refuse to give it. And so then Pete Wilson threw it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm using our example of fighting the class test, and I was really involved heavily fighting that back then. That's what really woke me up to what was happening in education. And so I'm hoping we can follow that example and still fight it. So that's why I hope we will take those talking points and go to your school districts and speak out at your school board meetings and let them know that you do not want this and do not want your taxpaying dollars going towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because you don't want school districts starting to pass school bonds like crazy to pay for it, because that ends up on the backs of all of the homeowners.
Exactly.
Well, besides, you know, the good part is choking it off by the purse strings is actually a pretty good, that's a pretty good remedy right now, because let's face it, you know, people, 18,000 union workers are no longer working at Hostess.
Yeah.
So there's a little funding that went away.
And the cap and trade carbon credits didn't work out as planned, and Facebook tanked, so doggone that California budget.
Rats.
That's right.
There's not going to be any money to do it. Right on.
That's right. And also, I wonder if people are would like to order my book. That's a really good source of information to just hand
exactly.
to school board
Absolutely.
Members.
Absolutely. Where do we get that?
You can go to... I've actually started my own little publishing company.
Nice.
Because
so you can't be owned by Peterson?
That the company that I had published my really large book that Aaron has a copy of, called Ex Libris, has also been taken over by the Pearson Foundation.
Oh, man.
Every nonfiction company, every fiction company in the whole world almost is now taken over.
If you can't beat them, buy them.
They leave the name, so you don't know that.
So does that mean that the books are not available? I mean, would they be harder to get?
Well,
we know
I
the
think
author.
They're still available, but they just have a different name. But and you can still get them from whatever publishing company really still has their name attached, but Pearson ultimately is getting the money. So when I found that out, I thought, nope, I'm going to start my own. So
hey, and you know,
it's called it's called the Small Helm Press.
The Small Helm? .org.
And so you go to www.smallhelmpress.org. And the reason I chose that name, I love the scripture in James. It says it just takes a small helm to turn a great ship.
Nice.
So I'm hoping that people waking up and speaking out and having the courage to do so can be that small helm. That
Small Helm Press.
Our ship of state.
Smallhelmpress.org.
Dot org.
That's helm, like H-E-L-M.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And there you can find information about the Common Core book and the two other books that I've written as well. And you can either order it online and then use a credit card, or if you want to order it directly from me, you can do that and I'll autograph it for you. And but I only take checks. I'm not set up to,
to
do the credit card
and
business.
And that information will be on the website at wethepeopleradio.us. Exactly. And we're going to feature both those links. So I just sent those to Robert. So give it a little bit of, give him a few minutes to put that up there and we'll have all that for you. So the talking points list will feature and also the book link, because this truly is a new topic for most people. They have no idea that this is going on.
That's correct. I'd say that 95% of our nation still does not know about Common Core.
Yikes.
They've done such a stealth campaign getting it through. It's just amazing.
You know, and if anybody wants to really see the end result of an insidious taking over of our personal freedoms, there's a movie called The Lives of Others, and it is a foreign film. I don't know where you would find it, you know, wherever you find movies, but I have that movie, and I've heard it referenced on some of the national conservative talk shows. And it's fictional, but it will scare the heebie-jeebies out of you.
Well, the truth is so much scarier. Why would we go to fiction?
Yeah, if you want to see what it looks like in real life.
Ugh. Well, Orlene, we really
appreciate you
coming and exposing Common Core.
Oh, I so appreciate your having me on, and I appreciate all the amazing, wonderful guests and truth you have on your show, and I'm very impressed.
Well, we find lots of good people through you, so send us some more.
And,
all
you
right,
know,
I will do that.
And kudos to you for all that you're doing with all you've got going on.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. It has been a rough time. My husband was recently diagnosed with leukemia, and we're fighting the chemo battle that he's had to go through. And as Erin said, trying to remodel our kitchen at the same
cooking
time.
Cooking on a hot plate in the hallway, I was like... That's got to be awesome.
And starting your own publishing company.
Yes, it's been a really interesting time.
And teaching Sunday school.
Yeah, exposing.
That's right, which I need to run off to do right now.
Thank you.
All right, you say hi to those.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Orlene. We're going to be right back with you for the last part of the hour here with We the People Radio. Join us. If you're planning on calling in, do it now. 530-605-4567.
They move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul, then it's just your body. Then they go, what shall we do about them?
So many tears I cried, so much pain inside. But baby, it ain't over till it's over.
Sing it, sister.
Which means we're going to fight till the bitter end. It ain't over till
exactly.
It's over.
Exactly. Bitter being the operative word.
Hey, so we're going to jump on the phone with Jim Dahl, who is representing George Runner, State Board of Equalization. We're going to talk about the fire fee that is being imposed on 800,000-plus California residents, presumably for fire protection but or prevention, but we know, in fact, it is to backfill CDF,
a
big budget hole. So, Jim, are you in there?
Well, good morning, ladies.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, I am doing quite well. Hey, thanks for your morning guest. I didn't get to hear all of it because I went to church early.
Thank goodness.
And
did
then,
you pray for the school
system? She's going to church now. I went to church early, but I wanted to catch you, ladies, and just remind people and maybe give a little info about the CAL FIRE fee, which Senator Runner calls the illegal. CAL FIRE tax, and it's actually not CAL FIRE, and I always like to tell people because my son-in-law is a CAL FIRE firefighter, and this fee, of course, was instituted by the legislature, and Governor Brown wants to backfill, as you ladies already said, he wants to backfill his budget. He took money out of CAL FIRE and moved it someplace else, and now because he has that void, he needed to fill it, and so he's doing it with this fee, which was passed last year. I just received my bill yesterday, and people need to realize that the bill they're receiving was for last year. If you look on your billing, it was for the July of 11 to June of 12. Mm-hmm. Now, that's for this last year. Now, in March, you're going to get a bill for this year. And next November, you're going to get a bill for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So within a 12-month period, you're going to get three billings. And this Wednesday night, I'm going to be up at the Shingletown Tea Party speaking about the CAL FIRE fee and some of the other wonderful new taxes that are going to be coming our way January 1, like the lumber tax for all those who buy any lumber products after January 1. There's going to be a 1% additional tax on that lumber. And so, you know, that's a wonderful way to stimulate construction, isn't it?
Yeah. And in the, you know, they always spin this stuff to make it appear that the consumer is going to benefit somehow, when in fact all they're trying to do is stop the bleeding on the California budget.
We wouldn't want to cut anything, though, because, of course, we've already cut out every unnecessary expense.
Mm-hmm.
They have diligently gone through the budget line by line.
Yes.
I don't think they have a line item budget. I think it's one giant general budget.
So, folks, Senator Runner encourages people. Now, Senator Runner is our elected official for the Board of Equalization for District 2. And, of course, District 2 goes from, like, San Bernardino all the way up the eastern side of California to the Oregon border.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 33 counties in our district, and we are part of that district. And Senator Runner is our elected official, and he's a retired senator, obviously, and is our advocate for our taxpayers. He, along with the Howard Jarvis people, have filed a lawsuit against this illegal tax. And we are hoping that it'll be overturned and we'll be getting this money back. Unfortunately, there is now a supermajority in the legislature, and, you know, it could well be that if this comes back up again, it could be passed legally by having a supermajority.
Yeah, with no vote. Hey, and Jim, we've only got 5 minutes before the top of the hour and the end of the show. Can you very quickly talk about how to appeal this tax and websites where people can go? Because it's very specific how you have to do it.
Yes, and thanks for asking. Because, and Senator Runner does encourage people to pay the fee, pay the illegal tax, write down your little memo, you know, illegal tax, but then you can go to CalFireFee.com, CalFireFee, all one word, .com, and there's a you can download a the appeal. They call it a redetermination paper. I don't know why they just don't call it appeal or a form. But on that form, there's several boxes, and many of us are marking box number 4. We mark a little X, and there's a line. It says other, and I'm putting on their unconstitutional tax.
Okay. And under other?
Under other.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's my reasoning for it, because I don't have any other legitimate, because I do live out beyond the city limits of Reading.
And if you pay by check, make sure you write extortion payment on the lower left-hand corner.
Yes. Oh, that's a very yeah. good thought. Very
and,
good.
And, Jim, also, there, there the paperwork, don't you have to mail the appeal forms to three different locations within a very short period of time?
Yeah. Now, we all need to pay our fee within 30 days of receiving the bill, sending the bill. So you have to look to see when was the bill sent, and when it was sent, that's when we have 30 days, not when you get it. So, if it was delayed for any reason, too late, maybe now. So you need to pay that within 30 days. You also need to appeal it within 30 days. And I believe it's 30, it might be 60, but the appeal letter does not go in with your check. The appeal letter goes to CAL FIRE. There's a CAL FIRE board, and of course that's not going to go anywhere because for the reason you're appealing it, but you're going to have that appeal in, and that's on the bottom of the form where it's send it, the appeal form. So send your check in, with the extortion or illegal fee on it, and then send that into the, unfortunately, the Board of Equalization. And we're the one collecting the fee.
And Jim, the website again? Give that one more time.
And the website is calfirefee.com. So calfirefee.com.
And I wanted to point out that isn't it true that if you do not pay that within the time frame that they say that you have to, that they immediately start fining and penalizing in excess of 30%? Is that correct?
Well, actually, no. I believe it's 10%, but it's, it compounds, so it'll add up. So we're hoping that it's overturned. And people say, well, wonder if I don't appeal. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure, how that'll, boil out. But we just want to, do everything we can to let, the legislature know how disappointed we are. And hopefully maybe it'll make a difference when the next vote comes up, mm-hmm. because it's going to come up again.
And because I read some of the verbiage on this. Really, and we're coming up on
a
break.
Holy cow, we only have 30 seconds.
30 seconds, but there's that potential that they could raise it. Anyway, we're going to have to go. Sorry, Jim.
Hey, well, hey, bless you guys. Thanks for all you do.
All right, thanks, Jim. All right, folks, We the People Radio. We'll be back with you next week, and do not miss next week. We have Dr. Lyle Rapacki. He has some amazing credentials. You're going to be blown away.
And that's coming next week at KCNR, Shasta, Reading.